Hey, thanks so much for joining us on our channel today. We want to encourage you to subscribe and like today's video. Also, today's word is brought to you by our Truth Partners. These are people who want to financially invest to help us get this message of truth to around the nation and around the world. You can become a Truth Partner today by simply going to creativechurch.com/give. Again, thank you for partnering with us on this message of truth, and thank you for liking and subscribing to today's video. God bless you. I pray this sermon blesses your life.
Go to Philippians chapter 2, if you would, or 3, Philippians chapter 3. But something you do want to remember with those cards that would really help us is don't take them home. Go ahead and fill those out, you know, right now, and then put them back at the table. What happens is people take them home, and then that's the end. They forget about them, and we only brought a certain amount of those cards. So if you are not feeling that you want to be a part of that, you can take your card and just put it back on the table so we can distribute that over to somebody that feels that's something that they want to do. We are talking this morning about this word, press in. Can you say that to somebody next to you? Press in. As you know, in your life, a lot of things happen that are discouraging. A lot of things go on in your life that you don't have answers for. Things happen that confuse you. Things happen that may not line up to what the Bible says in your life. And you may go through things in relationships and wondering, how did this happen? You may have things going on in your body that are not leaving. You may have conflict in your marriage. You may have conflict with people. You may have conflict with yourself, within yourself, all the time. And all of this brings you to a place where you just want to quit. You just want to give up. You just want to relax. You want to take a break. You want to, in some way, alleviate the stress that you are feeling. And so the word for this morning is press in. When we are walking with God, one of the things that's going to save you is that you are not a person that Satan can intimidate with negative circumstances. You are a person that no matter what happens, you're going to press in to the next level. Say that to someone, if you would. Say, I don't know what you're going through. Say that to someone. Say, I don't know what you're going through. But the answer is not to quit. The answer is to press in. In Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14, it talks about, I put pressure on myself. I push forward towards the goal of the prize of what God has laid in store for me. I am not a person that is going to grow poor. I am a person that is going to grow richer with the riches of God. I'm not going to become less loving. I'm going to become more loving. I'm not going to be less patient. I'm going to be more patient. I'm not going to have less answers. I'm going to have more answers. I'm not going to have less victory. I'm going to have more victory because I'm going to press in. Christianity does not work with cruise control. Christianity does not work in reverse. And it certainly does not work in park. So you and I, if we want to see the fulfillment of God's will for our lives, have got to make a decision that whatever is going on, I'm pressing in. And there are very specific things to press into. For example, if you and your husband are going through things and you're having conflict, The thing to do is not to shut down and say, okay, I'm not going to talk to you anymore. I'm just going to live in my own world. I'm going to do my own thing. And I'm just going to find my own happiness in my own way. Because you are crazy. Rather than doing that, you press into God in prayer. You go to the one place that can offer you a miraculous solution to your situation. And the first thing people give up is prayer. The first thing people throw out the window is prayer. The first thing people get offended at is if someone asks them to pray for an hour. The disciples did this with Jesus. He said, could you not even pray for 1 hour? And they couldn't do it. They literally could not do it. Pressing in is the secret mindset of men and women who cannot be stopped by the devil, by life, by people, and by themselves. Hallelujah. So let's all say it out loud. I'm pressing in. Tell two or three people around, say, I don't know about you, but I'm pressing in. Praise the Lord. Let's pray for you. Lord Jesus, I pray for my sister's arm, that it be totally restored and healed by the power of the Holy Spirit. The Lord is telling me to tell you that you are like a rose to God. That when he looks at you, he doesn't see any thorns. He sees the fragrances of love. That God sees your love for him. And that because of that, you're going to start seeing some beautiful answers to your prayers. And you're going to say, I didn't even pray that. And I got that. I didn't even ask for that. And it happened. Well, I didn't even think of him for like years. And look at what God has done. Because you're a true child of God. And God loves you very much. Hallelujah. And so we pray for that arm to be just totally restored and healed. What's your name? Thank you, man. So, pressing in. You may say, well, you know, I don't have very much patience with my sister. I kind of hate her. And I kind of don't want to talk to her ever again. That's not what you should do. Or, you know, my husband is such a bum. And he's been such a bum. He's grown progressively in his bumness. The more I ask and the more I require, the more bummish he becomes. So I'm just going to forget about him. That is not the thing to do. Your wife may be incessantly critical of you. She may really have the belief that the source of her happiness is you being a good man. She may be deceived in that manner, where she actually thinks that the reason she married you was that you would make her happy. This is a curse on a woman. The thing to do is not quit. The thing to do is to find your love in Jesus. Because once Jesus satisfies you and fulfills you and satisfies all your desires and all your needs are complete and you feel complete, how much easier will it be to unconditionally love each other and say, look, you really acted like a moron today, but I just want you to know I'm with you. I'm not abandoning you. I don't expect you to be perfect. I'm not depending on you to make me happy. My relationship with God is what makes me happy. And I have the honor and privilege of loving the ugliness off you. Can everybody say amen? Raise your hand and say, I just love the way Brother Ivan preaches. The way he says things is so special. So let's say it again. I'm going to just love the ugliness, right? Press in. in prayer. Why did Pastor Jonathan decide that God had spoken to him and told him, I want you to build the church on prayer? What a wise decision to press into prayer, because prayer is the key. Prayer is the train. Prayer is the gravy. Prayer is the bread. Prayer is the sustenance. Prayer is the substance. Prayer is the electricity. Prayer is the power. Prayer is the connection. Prayer is the electricity. Prayer is the artist. Prayer is the revealer. Prayer is the foundation. Prayer is the strength. Prayer is the water. Prayer is the river. Prayer are the clouds full of rain. Prayer is the miracle worker. Prayer is the thing that can change everything. Prayer is what can fix your personality. Look at the person next to you and say, that was for you. You need a personality. Say that, you need a personality. You're like a dry post. Or say to them, you need less personalities. You have so many. I don't know which one I'm going to encounter from moment to moment. You need to pray and narrow down your options. Prayer will usher in the glory of God. It will usher in the presence of God. Prayer will stand between you and your husband, invisibly knitting you together, invisibly bringing your soul into one, bringing your spirit into one. Prayer is the thing that will mellow out your hard-heartedness and take the stones out of your heart. Prayer is the thing that will take the demons out of your mouth. It is impossible to hate a person you pray for sincerely every day. And some of you have demons in your mouth. When you get angry, you cannot be trusted. Because the test of your maturity is when you're offended and when you're angry. Because honestly, you don't know who your friends are until you offend them. Give somebody a hug and say, you are needing this so bad. You see, you may be sitting there right now empty. You know that prayer is the gas station? But prayer goes through many phases and seasons. At first, you just begin praying and you just basically lie. Oh God, I love everybody. I pray for everybody. I love my mother. I love my father. I love my wife. You're lying. And you go through that. Prayer strips that from you. And then you become honest and you say, oh, I hate quite a few people today, oh Father. Praise the Lord. Any way they could die this week, would you get them out of my mind? Please. Please. I'm begging you. You go through the begging stage of prayer. I beg you, let this all be a dream. Then you get to the place of honesty, where you start talking to God honestly. You say, Lord, I do hate three or four people, and I'm kind of going to get on my knees now, and I'm not getting up till you set me free. I don't know how long it's going to take, because that hate has gone deep. But I'm not standing up until I am free. Pressing in. Pressing in. Oh, you know, I'm addicted to pornography, God, and I know I don't want to be. But I can't get free. I just can't. I don't know how to do it. And you go down on your face. You start fasting. And you say, I'm pressing in. And I'm pressing in. I'm not getting up till I'm free. Alcohol is being driven out of your family. Drugs are being driven out of your family through prayer. Marriages in your family tree are being healed through prayer. Your children coming to God depends on prayer. Your children knowing God, loving God, wanting God is through prayer. Prayer is the key. And the vision of this church is a church of prayer and a church of the presence of God. The reason you're depressed and need medication is because you're not in the presence of God. Because in the presence of God, there's fullness of joy. And so you say, well, you know, I know that's easy to say and all that and whatever. But let me just tell you, we don't make excuses for the Word of God and act like the Word of God is heartless. The Word of God is the truth. And it's the truth that sets you free. If you pray the way God wants you to pray, your depression will leave you. You will stop being depressed and you won't need medication. You will need, unless it's a biological, physical thing, but if it's just a normal emotional, all that, you will feel the presence of God. The presence of God is what makes you soft towards hard people. The presence of God is what makes the atmosphere in your home sweet and beautiful. The presence of God is what allows you to speak to people kindly when they've spoken to you roughly. Hallelujah. Amen. Go ahead and hug somebody. Just hug them. Just give them a big hug. I love you. When the presence of God comes into a house and into somebody's family, when it comes in, you know what starts happening? Everybody starts hugging. Do you know what happens when the presence of God is not in your house? You start cussing. You start complaining. You start attacking each other. How many of you have ever had an argument? During the argument, at any point, did you just stop and say, oh my God, I feel the presence of the Lord. You ugly cow. You mule-headed goat. Oh, I felt it again. No. But when you feel the presence of God, what's the first thing that comes out of your mouth? I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry that I spoke to you like that. I will never do that again. I am so sorry that I lied to you. I did flush the toilet. It wasn't somebody breaking into our house and just doing that. I didn't lose the money. I spent it. They did my toes, and the toes were not done right. So I had to have them done 2 to 3 times. $700. I'm sorry, I said it was stolen. The presence of God is the tailor, the sower. It sews your mind, your will, and your emotions together. And it comes from prayer. What is the best thing Pastor Jonathan can do but say, let's have a praying church. Let's pray, everybody. Let's seek God. What would be the sin, brothers and sisters and members of the jury? What would be the sin if we all just knelt down before the Lord, just knelt down on our knees like this? Can you do it? Can you do it? Can you kneel down? Kneel down right there. Just kneel down. Let's see how it feels. So, oh no, we're kneeling down in church? Are we Catholics? I'm sorry. This is Bible. Kneeling down is biblical. Maybe you say, well, I haven't knelt down to pray in so long. That's right. Because praying people kneel. Why? Because it's a form of saying to God, I humble myself, Almighty God, before you. Some people will lay out flat. I'm not doing that right now. There's a lot of stuff. But they lay out flat on their face before God. It's humbling yourself. This is what you need, brothers and sisters. This is what you need. You need to press in in prayer. You need to start praying and fasting and calling out to God. I have children that are not saved. You need to press in. I have a wife that doesn't love me. I need to press in. I have a husband that doesn't read the Bible or serve God and acts like he's a Christian, but he's not. I need to press in. I don't need to preach him in. I need to pray him in. Prayer is not old school. Prayer is Bible. Prayer is the answer. You have a rotten personality. You need to pray the sweetness of God out of you. It's in there. The sweetness of God is in there. You can be the sweetest person you know. Your personality can become a ministry of healing to people. You can literally love people right out of hell because God is in you in such a rich way. But you've got to kneel. You've got to humble yourself. You've got to pray to the Lord. You've got to call on the name of the Lord. You don't want to be a part of a seeker sensitive church. You don't want to be a part of a progressive church where all evil is allowed and blessed in the name of God. You don't want that. You don't want a church full of hard religious people who are judgmental and critical. Prayer is the broom. It comes in and sweeps hell right out of everybody's family, right out of everybody's house, right out of your personality. It's like a broom. It's like soap. It just comes in there and it starts cleansing and purifying everything and everybody. And you can never be ashamed of kneeling. Because if America's going to have a revival, it's going to have to be visible. That means there's going to have to be people praying in public over their food. Where people say, oh my God, the whole family was praying right there. They prayed out loud. Oh my God, that family, there's like a Bible on the thing. What's going on? Because God has got to become tangible. And he won't be tangible if you don't pray. Hallelujah. All right, you can stand up now. Praise the Lord. Say it together. I'm pressing in. I'm pressing in. Ladies and gentlemen, do your children know the sound of praying parents? Do your children have in their ears for the rest of their lives the sound of you arguing or the sound of you praying over them at night? Will your children remember the sound of a dad praying over them and designing their future with his prayers? Will they remember a mother that complains and gripes and is moody and is critical and is cold-blooded and hard-hearted? Or will they remember a mother that has a tenderness and a sweetness and a brokenness and who speaks kindly to them no matter how they behave? And they say, Mom, I don't know how you can be so sweet when I have been such a horse's holla holla. Your personality, however fabulous it is not going to get the job done. You need God inside there. And America will not be saved through intellectualism or politicians. America will be saved because the church bows its knee before the throne of God. You want to save our country? Prayer is the answer. Because when God starts moving, who can stop him? No army. And no person. Hallelujah. I want to tell you, ma'am, that God loves you. That you are handpicked by God. The loneliness that I see in you is being removed right now. This is a loneliness, man, that is formed in you for a very long time. But we here love you. And I take the name of Jesus, along with all these beautiful people here, and we take from you that loneliness. And we say, may God heal you, ma'am, of feeling like an orphan, alone inside. Because the Lord says these words to me, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. From this day forward, my presence shall go with you. When you wake up in the morning, it'll be there. When you go to bed at night, it'll be there. And you will not look around and fear those around you hurting you. Because the Lord says this, my daughter, I will hide you in the cleft of the rock. And no storm shall get to you ever again. Hallelujah. Here we are in church. Do you want to pray in church? Or our church of Hollywood and entertainment? Do you want to have to be entertained because you have become the hypnotized victim of entertainment for hours and hours and hours? Now God has to beat your iPhone to keep your attention? Or could it be that if you just got on your face with 1 minute a day, right before you go to bed, lay out, kneel down, and say, Lord, for this 1 minute, I invite you. Because I'm going to tell you, you're going to lose interest in your wife and husband if you don't have Jesus inside you. If she gains weight, you're going to say, I don't know what to tell you. You're getting kind of big. If he starts smelling and his teeth get a little weird, you're not always going to be young, you young people. I'm 70, but I don't feel 70, except the sciatica that hits me from time to time. I didn't know it even existed till last year. And then all of a sudden, prayer overrides the natural laws of life and nature. Say it out loud. I'm pressing in. What kind of a Christian do you want to be? Do you want to get people saved so they don't go to hell? Does anybody want that? Do you want to overcome all adverse, adversarial, combative personality traits in the people in your family? Would you like to have love flowing out of you unconditionally? Treat me like a dog and I'll treat you like a prince. This is what the Lord told me one day. He said, Ivan, if people steal from you, I will hand you their inheritance. If people mistreat you, I will promote you. And if people lie about you, I'll give you the inheritance of their entire family. Because the Lord said, you cannot lose if you act like me. You can only lose if you act like the devil. Say it one more time. I'm pressing in. Come on, one more time. I'm pressing in. Tell everybody around you, I'm pressing in.
Hey, if this sermon blessed you and your family, I want to encourage you to be a truth partner. You can do that by simply going to creativechurch.com/give and partnering with us to help get this message of truth out to more people in our nation and around. around the world. It is our truth partners that make this a reality. Again, thank you for subscribing to our channel. Thank you for liking today's video. We'll see you back here on the channel real soon.